Hi, my name is Alan Lamont. I'm bringing a message now about the insanity and craziness of the New World Order. How absolutely, completely insane it's all becoming, really. You know? It really is. It's just completely insane and crazy what's going on, you know? You have all of these agents on the internet. They are agents. I mean, like Alex Jones. People say, oh, well, Alex Jones, you know, why would he be an agent? If it's exposing so much and he's waking so many people up. Well, the thing is with Alex Jones, Alex wants people to rise up against the American government. Well, why would Alex want that? Because he's an agent. Because the Jesuits and the Vatican want to destroy the Constitution. They want people to think it's the government, it's the government. You know, it's Bush that brought down 9/11. It wasn't Bush. You know, it wasn't the Bush bloodline. You could have been joking, you know. The Skull and Bones Bush bloodline. I mean, who are they? Who are they? They're nobody. You know, they're no one. They're just, you know, merely, you know, servants of the Pope of Rome. So you've got all of this going on with Alex Jones, you know, talking about FEMA camps and making people terrified and scaring the life out of people, you know, with all of this information. And he is accurate in a lot of that information, but he talks about global elites. He will not actually say who is in control. He never does it. He doesn't explain his own connections with the CIA. He doesn't explain his own connection with the Sheen family or any of that. He explains nothing. You know, keeps it all buried, keeps it all hidden. And it's all become insane. As I've said in other videos, you have people continually just absolutely bringing out pure hatred against the Jews. As if the Jews in Wall Street, in the Federal Reserve and the CFR, could control Britain, the Vatican, high-level Freemasonry. You've got to be joking, you know? And people believe it. And then you have the Jesuit Order saying they're Jews, because there's so much heat on them. And people are realising it, wait a minute, the Jews don't control the New World Order. Not even the Rothschilds have that much power. So you have people coming online saying, well, the Jesuits are Jews. And it's just all insane. I mean, and I understand that people really believe that sincerely. A lot of people even really sincerely believe Alex Jones. And they buy into it. I understand all that. You know? It takes time to find the truth. And sometimes it comes across as arrogance. You know, when you're trying to tell people, look, the Jesuit order, they rule the New World Order. They control Washington through Jesuit Georgetown University. They control Great Britain through, you know, the Jesuit provincials that are in that nation. They control France through the HEC, which is a Jesuit alumni university. Francis Hollande, the new French president, he graduated from the HEC. You'll find that. You'll find it in all nations, the Jesuit trend, even in Africa. All of the leaders in different states there, in different regions, they're actually Jesuit trained. Really, they're governed by Jesuit provincials. So you have all of this disinformation on the internet. It's a war. It really is a full-on war now. You know, it really is. And it's just difficult for people to comprehend how all of these people on the internet can be agents. You know, but they are. They're working to protect and guard the true conspiracy. So they'll give you information about the Bilderbergs and the Club of Rome. They'll give you information about how, you know, the government is trying to take away people's guns and how they're trying to bring martial law and all of these things. They're going to bring FEMA camps. They're going to microchip everyone. They just terrorize everyone with this information. But what they never tell people is who is behind it, so they can resist it, so they can stop it. They don't give them the actual information they need. They're not being armed with the truth. What they're being told is, you're going to be controlled. You're going to be enslaved. You're going to be microchipped. You're going to be scanned. You're going to be monitored. They're going to take everything away. You won't buy or sell. You will have nothing. They're going to take away your guns. They're going to take away your liberties. They're going to be absolutely in control of every area of your life. They're polluting the water. They're polluting the food. They're polluting the sky and everything. They're polluting everything through, you know, wireless internet and mobile communication. It's frying your brain. It never ends. People are terrified. So what do people do? How can they resist this new world order, this NWO? Well, the only way to do that is really know your enemy. That's the only way. And the enemy is really the Vatican, and behind the Vatican is the Jesuits of Rome. But it's become crazy on the internet. Absolutely insane what's going on. There's so many agents there, you know. David Icke talking about reptilians, talking about aliens that live in the moon and read our minds, for God's sake. And people go on his forum and they debate and they post. And why is there even anyone on there? Why do people even go to listen to that man and pay to go to his conferences and buy his books and his tapes and his videos and all his paraphernalia, when the man is clearly not insane, but a devious agent, dumbing down the awakening sheeple that are waking up? And they come onto his work and they go onto his material and they think, what's this? What is this? So they move away from everything to do with the New World Order, and they think this is just for paranoid, unhinged, crazy individuals that believe that reptiles, you know, shapeshift, that the royal family eats babies and they drink blood and have satanic rituals in Buckingham Palace, and they shapeshift and they're actually reptiles from another planet, another solar system. And they're living inside of the moon, Zion moon, reading our minds. This is what people are being fed. You have Texie Mars talking about how the Jews rule. You know, it's the Jews, it's the Jews, it's always the Jews. You know, Obama's Rothschild's choice. Who are the Rothschilds? They've only been a financial power, as I've said, for 150 years. They don't have power. They're guardians of the Vatican treasury, which means it's not the treasure. They're guardians of it. The Rothschilds actually are war bankers. They launder money for the papal bloodlines of Italy and the black nobility bloodlines and noble houses of Europe. They just are just money launderers. That's all they are. They just wash money. That's all they do. They do it for the high-level Freemasons. They do it for the Jesuits. They do it for all of the bloodlines across Europe. Of course, there's other banking families, but you never hear about them. You only hear about the Rothschild because they're Jews. It's the Jews, it's the Jews. It's all over the internet, all the time. You know? And so when the Jesuits become really exposed, they come out with this lie that actually, you know, Ignatius Loyola was a crypto Jew. So we're Jews. So the Jews are behind the Jesuits. Okay, the Jesuits run the New World Order, but really it's the Jews behind the Jesuits. It never ends. The disinformation never stops. And it's only with the creation of the internet that people are aware that they've been enslaved their whole life. Everything they've watched on television is a total lie, and everyone on there is a complete actor. They're just reading a script that they're given to read. They're just parroting a line, and that's it. And all of these news media networks that all come from the same source, all of the news comes from the intelligence organisations. The government feeds them the information, and they report information and echo information that they're given. They never bring original material. They never actually investigate. If they investigated and found the truth and reported the truth, they'd be sacked, they'd be removed. There is no truth in the media. It's all a lie to keep us blind, keep us enslaved. And it's insane. It's completely crazy and insane. And I understand why a lot of people give up. Because there's debate. And I just want to let people know, if they look at my work, and, you know, sometimes it comes across as arrogant when you say, I know the truth. It's the Jesuits that rule and everyone else is an error. Everyone else needs to learn my truth and everyone else is an agent. People just can't deal with that. But the fact is, that's the position, you know, it's the truth. Even that might sound arrogant. You can't win. But let me just tell you right now, I used to look at the Rothschilds. I used to look at the Masons. I really, really did. I studied there, you know, Manly P. Hall, Albert Pike, all of it. I've looked into just about every conspiracy. I've read David Icke's books, The Biggest Secret, which is really the biggest lie, isn't it, really? I've looked and researched just about everything, you know, the Learned Elders of Zion, oh, you name it, everything. And I just gave up. And a few years later, I came back and I found a lot of websites, and I talked to a lot of individuals like Craig Oxley of the website Unhive Mind, and studies material, and Eric John Phelps. And I began to contact them privately by, you know, email and by messages, and eventually made contact with Eric and just, you know, put questions to him. And I read his book Vatican Assassins, Wound in the House of My Friends. Spent about 6 months going deep into this material, digging deep into it, and found the truth about the Vatican knighthoods. I'm just opening up here for people that have looked at my work, you know. But it does take time, that's what I'm saying to you. It takes time. You can look at this on a surface level and think, well, nah, I'm not accepting this. But you've got to dig deeper, and you've got to actually read the material on the history of the Jesuits and the Black Pope, and understand that they were literally removed and, you know, rejected from every country in Europe. 80 nations rejected the Jesuits. They were expelled from 80 nations. 80. And the only way they could have power was to assassinate, literally. Abraham Lincoln. You read the life of Abraham Lincoln by a man called Charles Chenecky. 50 years in the Church of Rome. He knew Abraham Lincoln personally, and Abraham Lincoln confessed to him that he knew the Jesuits were going to kill him. And that's exactly what happened. Same with John F. Kennedy. You know? Eric John Phelps brings it out that it was the Knights of Malta, it was the Vatican working through the CIA at the highest levels that brought out that assassination, you know, that brought that operation against Kennedy. You know? So you've got to really dig into this material and study the Vatican knighthoods. There's Vatican knighthoods all across Europe. All the politicians, everyone at the highest levels of the media, the banking, they're all ruled by, you know, papal bloodlines. They're all ruled by Vatican bloodlines. They're ruled by even the royal households that control the governments. So once you start finding that out, and it's the truth, and you've got the evidence and the facts right before you, then that, there's no going back, there's no turning back. Then you have responsibility to wake as many people up as you can. All that Alex Jones will tell you, and I'm going to say this to people that do struggle with this, all he will tell you is, you know, what the government is going to do, as in what laws they're going to bring in, what the CIA is going to do, what FBI is going to do. You know, we need to abolish the Fed, we need to end the Fed. It just goes on and on and on, Bilderbergs, Bilderbergs, Bilderbergs. He doesn't tell you who's behind these organisations. Have you noticed that about Alex Jones? He does not tell you who is the controlling power behind the Bilderbergs, which is the Knights of Malta. And of course, people have brought exposure on Alex Jones, like Thomas Richards of spirituallysmart.com. He talked about how Alex Jones was CIA Project Mockingbird, connected to the Sheen family, Pat Buchanan, and various others, of course. And Alex, he had to answer for himself, and he just really actually just dismissed the whole thing, and, you know, doesn't talk about it any further. Every single organisation, like the Club of Rome, listen, the Club of Rome, the Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs, they are all started and founded by Knights of Rome, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Opus Dei. You know? And men like Henry Kissinger, who became a papal advisor, is a Knight of Malta. And I think I'll end there, but I'll end where I started. It's crazy. It's becoming insane. So, you know, people don't know where to look, they don't know where to turn to. That is why there's so much disinformation. You put out so many possible theories. When I mean possible theories, they're quite convincing. It's the Masons that rule everything. Just look at the back of the dollar. That's a Masonic eye. Oh, it's the Masons. It's the Masons. It's the Zionists. It's the Jews. It's the Jews that rule. Oh, it's the Jews. And then people find out it's not the Jews, then they don't know where else to look. It's the Jesuits. And you have people, you know, coming against that, and they say, oh, it's not the Jesuits. Well, and people then give up. They don't know where to look, they don't know what to do. Okay, I'm just bringing a very clear, direct message on this video, but okay, bring a conclusion. It's the Black Pope today, it's the Jesuits of Rome that run and control the Vatican, and through the Vatican, they control all governments that are under the power of the Jesuits of Rome. They control all the Vatican knighthoods, all the monarchies, all the politicians who are Jesuit alumni trained politicians. That's the New World Order. But honestly, I know what it feels like to give up, but just keep going forward. Don't give up. Do not give up.